I like goat better than I do.
Do you?
Lamb, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got sick of the old lamb chops.
Hmm.
And I used to love mutton and lamb to death.
Do you raise them?
No, I didn't raise them, but we bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've eaten them on the dredges while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And but goat is better than lamb.
Hmm.
You get a leg of goat and a leg of lamb, and you bake it both just alike, and the goat is a little bit better. To me, it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But my wife said, yeah.
I never tried it.
My children loved it.
Huh.
I raised my children on goat and
goat milk,
and they loved it. You take that old neck roast of a goat, boy, that's the best meat you ever eat. It's a lot better than pork or cow.
Yeah, it is.
I like it better.
Huh. Now, how would you call the goats to get them to come?
Oh, I'd just go, come on, Billy. You holler Billy, he come. Or mm-hmm. Nanny. I had some of them, I'd holler, hey, Nanny. They'd say, bah. They'd know just. And I had one old cow I could call, I mean, the black boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked on him and played with him from a little cow. From the time he was born till that thing got groomed. And oh, Lord, me and him didn't have us some time. But he'd scare other people. I wasn't scared of him. But he would stiffen himself like that and grunt down in his chest like he was done chowing.
Huh.
And I mean, most people scared of him. But uh-huh. Me and him would get out there and I'd pick on him and pinch him and pull his tail, he'd take off.
Oh, me. How about the hogs? How do you call them?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay.
Yeah, you call those hogs up, they know your voice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
One of my friends said one time that he lied so bad he had the hard neighbor to call his hog. He lied to his hog.
They didn't trust him. Oh.
I got some pigs up there at the farm now. Four little pigs up there. Wife, she got a farm up in Ash.
Uh-huh.
Had a pig parlor up there where she used to. Her first husband raised a hog. And I got a goose, goose, goose. Boy, here they come and run. But that's why I started calling them. You know, when they're
uh-huh.
not big enough to eat.
Uh-huh.
But you can call them any way you want to if they get used to it.
Uh-huh.
But I get out the truck. Most times you see the truck to come running. But I drive up there and I get out of my truck. And I say, goose, goose. Boy, here they come running. And you can train them also to say goose goose and they'll run from you if you scare them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Guess whichever way you train them.
Yeah, I guess so. Hmm. Smarter than you think they are.
They sure are. An animal has got plenty of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be intelligent to outfigure them because they already got their tricks up. And you don't really know what they're going to do.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I don't really trust them when they get groomed and big. You don't trust a groomed hog, the boar hog or the sow.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust them. I watch them.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm feeding them or something, or they're hungry, they could knock you down. They're so big.
Uh-huh.
I just keep my eye on them and try to be careful of them. Them little pigs, I pick them up and rub them,
uh-huh.
pet them, scratch them. I get you a corn cob, scratch them a little bit, and they lay right down.
Just like a dog.
Yeah, they like it.
Uh-huh. Now, how about the mules? How would you call them to come?
I'll tell you the truth. The old mules, we didn't never have to call them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call them. They would always come up at feed time mm-hmm. if we had them out mm-hmm. pasture. And we shut them up at nights. They'd automatically come in the barn to get that corn.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'd been out plowing them, we would take them to the lock and turn them into lock. And we wouldn't turn them out in the pasture if we were going to use them. See, we kept them kind of corralled up.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept their doors shut at night. We'd lock each one of them up in the cell because they would fight. Or a greedy one would go in and run the other one out. He'd eat all his up and go in and bite the other one, run him out, and he'd get all the food. So he'd give each one of them a number amount of ears of corn, and then you just latch and put the latch on his door
to
keep them from bothering one another.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they bite one another when you got three or four of them together.
Uh-huh.
They kick and bite. You got to keep, and they each one knows their soul too.
Mm-hmm.
They get used to it.
Yeah.
And